code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Wharton. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 15th of August 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest you make good use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You see a bunch of official sites listed on the front page. They all carry audios for download, lots of audios, over 1,000 of talks I've given in the past. And they all carry transcripts in English for print up as well. If you want to go into Alan Wharton, sentinel.eu, you can find transcripts for print up in other languages. And remember, too, you are the audience that bring me to you. I don't bring on advertisers as guests who give you all the bad space news and then give you the antidotes to them and sell you things. So I depend on you, the listeners, to buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can do so from the U.S. to Canada, remember, by using personal checks or international postal money orders in the post office. You can send cash or you can use PayPal. And across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. Remember, straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome because Canada's way ahead with its austerity packages and its inflation than most other countries, plus all the extra taxes we pay here too. So what I do here is go through the past to show you that you're living through an agenda. And it's an open conspiracy, as H.G. Wells calls it. It's published, it's been published for many, many books, in fact, for 100 years. It's just that most folk don't want to read them. They're not sexy and exciting. They're pretty dry and boring. But it's big organizations, world organizations, a kind of pyramid of them, you might say, because there's definitely a head to it. And they've decided to take over the world's resources and everything in it, including people, and amalgamate certain blocks of countries into big trading blocks like the EU and NAFTA for Americas, and of course one for the far Pacific Rim as well. And they're doing it all as we speak. Now remember, they published this early on in the 1800s, and even Karl Marx talked about that part of it, because there's no right wing and left wing. The group that runs the whole show were the international bankers of their time. They lent to countries. They owned a good part of the planet by then, in fact, all the resources. They'd already done all that. So they formed official sounding things like Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations. And they have branches across every single world, every country in the world. And they have put in the prime ministers and presidents for the last 100 years. It doesn't matter who you vote for. And they use left wing and right wing because you've got to get conflict going to get change. And they plan the changes and the outcome, and that's what they're after. Today you're going through the age of transition, as they call it, as they bring you into the age of austerity and the post-consumerism and high cost for all energy, all that kind of stuff. That's all part of it too. Written a long, long, long time ago, but now they're implementing this part of it for the next 20, 30 years as we supposedly die off, and the ashes are not dying off quick enough for them. So they're going to step that up too. And I mean that because these guys behind wars and everything, remember, and millions have been killed by these people and the wars that they foment. And they do foment wars. Even going back to the 1700s, when they had different names, they were doing the same things across India. And they always armed different tribes to attack other ones. And then the British came in to sort out the mess, as they say. In other words, take it all over. And they've been at this for an awful, awful long time. So you're living through a planned script, planned changes, and it's all basically done. It's a done deal. Because once they write the stuff, they never change their minds about anything. They carry on. And they have unlimited financing and resources to carry anything through to the bitter end. No matter what they plan, they get it done. That's the sad news about it, because there really is no opposition. Because, you see, they have so many different factions, which they own. They're all specialized areas, bringing the world together and into this new world order, as they like to call it. Back with more after this break.
In time. times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix and talking about this big world we live in and how it really is an amazing system, because indoctrination, it starts at birth, really. Your parents indoctrinate you according to indoctrination they had themselves, and they never question reality, same with the grandparents too. And why should they, after all? If you think you're born into a free society, you're taught that things above the board, who'll be trying to rule over your eyes and lie to you. So that's how easy it is to create the correct kind of population that you can do what you want with them. And that's what the media is there for, too, is to make sure that you all get the same standardized news, which is from the top authorities, the ones that run the world. And now you have literally worldwide news. Everything is being so standardized, it's astonishing. We see more propaganda coming out, and even the boys who will own the West, we'll tell you about the Middle East propaganda coming out from their so-called enemies. And kind of recurs to most people that you get the same propaganda from your own people, never mind the fact why they were plundering across different countries to begin with. So everything is propaganda, right down to your television programs that you watch, the different series that you watch, all this anti-terrorism drama stuff that's out there in movies is all part of your indoctrination, because you see, you're going to be under this new system of terrorism and anti-terrorism for the rest of your lives and even beyond for the children that are growing up now. So that's what they say. Even the CFR has said that, so get used to it. That's it, basically. These guys ain't going to change their minds, you see. And it doesn't matter who you vote in as presidents. even quickly said that, who was Estonian for the Council on Foreign Relations, one of the biggest arms of the propaganda bunched across the world. They also have think tanks that advise, in other words, order governments what to do. And they've also their own members all throughout the high bureaucracies, military and everything else, even in the world. But they've said that, get used to it, to see it, to stay. So that's how it happens. And we adapt to it, of course. Most people adapt to even getting groped at airports, etc., and x-rayed, because there's so much beautiful propaganda. Even Holland has good propaganda out there now, where you see all these smiling children and so on. All naturally a PR shop for advertising. But they're all smiling, going through x-rays. They don't use x-ray scanners anymore. They have different names for it. It sounds nicer. Sounds nicer. Security checks, security scanners, not x-ray scanners. That sounds better, doesn't it? It takes your mind off all that radiation. So you're living in a massive propaganda campaign worldwide. And if you go back into the writings of various authors, they'll tell you about the beginnings of the takeover, total takeover, and who did it with the media, especially in America, way back in the early 1930s and 20s, in fact. And even had surveys done. They always do surveys first to decide how many major mainstream papers they'd have to own outright to standardize the news, our propaganda. And they came up with the idea that about 30 of them would do. They'd also market glossy magazines every month to certain quarters of society, even ones like Harper's used to be, that would go for the bureaucrats, the bureaucratic level. They'd get all their stuff from that. So everyone's catered to it down to the bottom, and it's still the same today. We get cartoons at the bottom. And as they go along this merry, merry way, of course, they also knew that we were bringing this internet system a long time ago, before we ever heard of it. And DARPA, of course, the guys who worked on it and came up with it, they were using it long before we got it. So it was never meant to free the people. They actually knew they could cause more damage to the mind by giving you by information overload and so many weird things out there to arrest your development, basically. But they also knew it could be a threat to an extent by the few who are always awake in every generation who try to contact the rest. So there'd be cyber wars and info wars, and we're in it. We're in information wars right now. And there was a guy way back in the 70s talked about it becoming information wars. And that's been picked up on too. So whoever exposes any of this comes under attack. And even if we'll never know the whole stories of who is who in this whole game here. But Julian Assange, who came out with WikiLeaks, of course, he's admitted he made deals with some countries not to expose their emails, like Israel, for instance. And the American media is primarily owned by a certain quarter. He actually made deals with them not to attack or release any of that stuff. So he's released a lot of other stuff that's upset the Pentagon and other people. But so he's hiding out in an Ecuadorian refuge, basically, the embassy in London, England. He's hiding out in there trying to escape. The authorities are trying to arrest him, supposedly for rape in Sweden. And of course, who's ever sent out total full-time police to watch this guy over a rape in another country? Doesn't happen. So they're obviously really upset about some information that's come out to do with the various goings-on of the security agencies, the stage, the color revolutions that are going on across the world right now. The big corporations are all involved in it, and many of the corporations, which are actually private spy agencies that work for the NSA and CIA. Anyway, it says the UK has issued a threat to enter the Ecuadorian embassy in London to arrest Julian Assange. It says Ecuador's foreign minister said Mr. Assange took refuge at the embassy in June to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he faces questioning over assault and rape charge claims, which he denies. And it says the decision was made on WikiLeaks founder's asylum request was made public on Thursday. The Foreign Office said it could revoke the embassy's diplomatic status. And in a statement issued to Mr. Patino spoke, it said that the UK had a legal obligation to extradite Mr. Assange. Meanwhile, a number of police officers outside the embassy in Knightsbridge, a news conference in Kiso, and Wednesday night, Mr. Patino said, today we received from the United Kingdom an express threat in writing that they might storm our embassy in London if we don't hand over Julian Assange. because this is more than some kind of accusation over rape, isn't it? So Ecuador rejects in the most emphatic terms the explicit threat of the British official communication, and they call it a hostile act. He said such a threat was improper of democratic, civilized, and rule-abiding country. Well, where does he get that from, Britain? Because Britain's never had democracy there. Supporters of Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks website, gather outside the Ecuadorian embassy supporters, and it shows you them all standing outside, etc. If the measure announced in the British Office of Communication is enacted, it will be interpreted by Ecuador as an unacceptable, unfriendly, and hostile act, and as an attempt against our sovereignty that would force us to respond, he said. We are not a British colony. Well, I wonder who owns their banking system. The City of London, probably. The Foreign Office spokesman said the UK remained determined to fulfil its obligation to extradite Mr. Assange. Throughout this process, we have drawn Ecuadorians' attention to relevant provisions of the law, whether, for example, extensive human rights safeguards and extradition procedures, or to the legal status of diplomatic premises in the UK, the spokesman said. We're still committed to reaching a mutually acceptable solution. The law which Britain is threatening to invoke in the Assange case is the Diplomatic and Consular Premises Act 1987, and it says it allows the UK to revoke the diplomatic status of an embassy in UK soil, which would potentially allow police to enter the building to arrest Mr. Assange. BBC's deputy political editor James Landale says the British government has been in long negotiations with Ecuador over the issue and has reminded us of the act. He added that while the UK has been frustrated at the lack of decision, it's not about to raid the embassy. That's it yet, anyway. So they're pulling out all the stops to try and get this guy, because a lot of folk will get upset about it. And of course, we want to get some of the emails that are leaked, I'm sure, and there'll be a lot more stuff that's more dangerous than that in the wings. Now, U.S. launches sweeping immigration reform. Now, remember Jack Attali. Jack Attali is way up at the United Nations there. He's from France, and he really is, it's a Kissinger of France, you might say. Everybody who went to see any prime minister, or two or three of them, in succession, had to go through him first, and he was a guy you really went to see, a top wheeler and dealer, and total globalist, knows the whole agenda. He wrote books about the coming New World Order, he says, winners and losers in the coming New World Order, and his book on Millennium, he's written another one since, but he talks about what would happen to the States. He says it will become primarily a Mexican or a Spanish-American speaking nation. And because that's the agenda, to for mass immigration to come in under free trade, etc., etc., etc. But it says here, the U.S. is launching a student immigration reform, and it says students wait in line for assistance with paperwork at the Coalition for Human Immigrants Rights in Los Angeles, California. It says the 2012 students await assistance with immigration paperwork in Los Angeles. Undocumented immigrants are applying for the temporary right to live and work openly in the U.S. as a sweeping immigration policy reform takes effect. Up to 1.7 million people could be eligible for the program, unveiled in June by President Barack Obama amid pressure from Hispanic voters. It's also a voter's grab to get re-elected to. Republican Senator Obama has passed over Congress and unemployed U.S. citizens with the program. The Latino vote could be important in November's presidential election. Most of the estimated 11.5 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S. are from Latin America. And it's just legal immigrants are getting their records in order as the Department of Homeland Security starts accepting applications for the program, which would allow them to remain and work for at least 2 years. Since Baltimore is inviting immigrants to settle there, no questions asked. An internal document at Department of Homeland Security officials estimated 1.4 million people would be applying in the first year. The Migration Policy Institute and U.S. Hispanic Center have estimated as many as 1.7 million people could be eligible under the program. And the administration's plan is to stop deporting many illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. And it goes through how you get in and eligibility, etc., etc. Once you're in, of course, you stay. I mean, that's the old way. Back with more after this break.
Don't answer it! it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And thinking through just the regular news that's coming out, just to show you how they're changing the world, really, and that's what it is. Because these big decisions don't happen suddenly. They're made years and years before. Often the decisions are made long before certain presidents even get in, because after all, the presidents carry on from the last one. It's a matter of what party they belong to, because there's only one agenda. And as I say, the big boys of the United Nations have talked about this for years. This would come. And eventually, and this is only the start of it, when they open the borders much wider, because under the free trade deals that they're pushing through all Latin America, then you must allow the free movement of goods, services, and labor across all borders, as Europe's already found out, and other countries have too, and other places too, and the far east as well. So that's really all this about. The changing of society planned a long, long time ago by those who own it all. And this article here, too, shows you the propaganda. We all know about the propaganda that comes out of the Pentagon. I've read articles here from the Pentagon, and even the budgets have got to put out movies, war movies galore, and to glorify war, especially in a way that attracts young men especially into it. Because when you're young, you're immortal. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're going to live forever. And the bad guys always can shoot straight, and they all... And the good guys always kill them. Isn't that how it works, you know, in fantasy? But it works really well with young men who are really always immature. We men are, so it is. It takes a long time for them to grow up. And it says here that NBC's Stars Earn Stripes, this is the name of a TV show, Stars Earn Stripes, continues an inglorious tradition of glorifying war. As Nobel Peace Prize laureates recall, NBC to cancel this reality TV show that likens military combat to Olympic athletes. And it says that during the Olympics, touted as a time for comity and peace amongst nations, millions in North America first learned that NBC would be premiering a new reality TV show. The commercials announcing Stars Earn Stripes was shown seemingly endlessly throughout the athletic competition, noting that its premiere would be Monday the 13th of August, following the end of the Olympic Games. It says that might seem innocuous since spectacular high-budget sporting events of all types are regular venues for airing new products, television shows, movies, but Stars Earn Stripes is not just another reality show hosted by retired four-star General Wesley Clark, definitely Pentagon. The program appears minor celebrities with U.S. military personnel and puts them through simulated military training, including some live-fire drills and helicopter drops. The official NBC website for the show touts the fast-paced competition as paying homage to the men and women who served in the U.S. Armed Forces and their first responder services. It's our belief that this program pays homage to no one anywhere and continues and expands an inglorious tradition of glorifying war and armed violence. Military training is not to be compared, subtly or otherwise, with athletic competition by showing commercials throughout the Olympics. Preparing for war is neither amusing nor entertaining. It says, real war is down in the dirt deadly. People, military and civilians, die in ways that are anything but entertaining. Communities and societies are ripped apart in armed conflicts, and the aftermath can be as deadly as the war itself, as simmering animosities unleashed in horrific spirals of violence. War, whether relatively short-lived or going on for decades, is in too many parts of the world, and it leaves these deep scars that can take generations to overcome, if ever. Trying to somehow sanitize war by likening it to athletic competition further calls into question the morality and ethics of linking the military anywhere with the entertainment industry, and barely veiled efforts to make war and its multitudinous costs more palatable to the public. The long history of collaboration between the military and civilian media and entertainment, and not just in the United States, appears to be getting murkier and in many ways more threatening to efforts to resolve our common problems through non-violent means. Active duty soldiers already perform in Hollywood movies, embedded media ride with soldiers in combat situations, and now NBC is working with the military to attempt to turn deadly military training into a sanitized reality TV show that reveals absolutely nothing of the reality of being a soldier in war or the consequences of war. What's next, it says. As people who have seen too many faces of armed conflict and violence and who have worked for decades to try to stop the seemingly unending march towards increased militarization of societies and the desensitization of people, to whom realities and consequences of war, we add our voice and support to those protesting Stars Earn Stripes. Since we too call on NBC to stop airing this program that pays homage to no one and is a massive disservice to those who live and die in armed conflict and suffer its consequences long after the guns of war fall silent. And I would add to it too, and after the ones who really cause it, who run your governments and big corporations end up going in and plundering the countries, it would pay a penny for all the chaos that's caused or the deaths that's caused either. You do, actually. But it's true, isn't it? There's nothing on television you can watch without wasting your brain, definitely damaging it. Because it's all propaganda, really. All propaganda, even your comedy shows. Look at the way they put new innuendos into the comedy shows that eventually become PC. Now, the CIA, and I've said this for many years, because they copied basically the old British Secret Service system and then they formed the OSS during World War II, and they sent the fledgling CIA over to learn how to do all the dirty deeds and all the dark secrets of the Secret Service. The Secret Service, by the way, at that time was itself the Royal Institute for International Affairs, because that's where its headquarters was, Chatham House still is. But it says here, 25 cutting-edge firms funded by the CIA. This is a few of thousands. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back. Now, you can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watson. We're talking about the big agencies that are all around you, many of the well-known agencies too, and corporations, and actually manufacture things. You'll find the big ones that's belonging in Japan, in fact, were owned by the CIA, and they produce lots of good electronics for the home, things like that, but they're way up there, and it's never ever stopped. The CIA and Britain have lots and lots of front organizations that do make money on regular things, but they also into many other things to do with the spying, etc. But it's no secret the Central Intelligence Agency has an investment firm that funds startups that could have a big impact for the agency. They already have thousands of fronts, but and I'm right down to the students too for recruitment of students in universities. Lots of fronts, but not just sounding names. But if there's a company out there doing intelligence research, it's likely that InQtel, the CIA's personal investor, either looked them up or made a check out to them. It's all to ensure that the agency remains in the forefront of tech. This is not long ago, InQtel invested heavily in a company called Keyhole. Never heard of them? Maybe you know their work. A little project eventually known as Google Earth, it says. So want to know what's next for technology? Keep an eye on these 25 companies. And it goes through them. 3VR. 3VR is a video surveillance company that is changing the game. It's a video surveillance company, and it says developed software enabling organizations to mine data from video. InQtel's first invested in the company in 2005. InQtel, remember, is the CIA's purchasing arm. 3VR works with leading banks, governments, law enforcement, and retailers at the moment. They also own CrimeDex, which is based place where loss prevention and law enforcement professionals hang out online. And then this one is called ADAPT. It's called ADAPTX. It creates digital pens that speed up field data collection. And it says, of course, the CIA invested in this company. They make pens with gadgets hidden in them. ADAPT first received in QTEL funding in 2008. They designed special digital pens that expedite data entry. For instance, handwritten markup on maps would be automatically integrated into the CIA's system. Field journal notes can be automatically backed up digitally, and that data can be sent over a cell phone connection. And it says it's all one of the gadgets that the CIA has bought into. Basis Technology synthesizer, the foreign chatter. It says synthesizes foreign chatter. CIA is also extremely interested in what's going on with the rest of the world. They're one of the most, the largest employers of talented linguists, but that gets very expensive. So it's no surprise they're interested in Basis Technology, which provides software for text analysis over 20 languages. They work primarily in an applied natural language processing, deriving meaning from the ways people actually use language. And QTEL has been invested in the firm since 2004. It's also for you all, too, because your patterns of speech and certain terms you use more often than others. And it goes also with voice recognition. And it doesn't matter whose phone you're using, they know it's you that's talking away. Biomatrica works with preserving biological materials. And it says Biomatrica works on ways to make DNA, RNA, and proteins have a longer shelf life. Short and long-term storage of this information is important for the CIA. And QTEL has been invested in Biomatrica since 2011. Interesting, too, that Facebook's big up there and all the DNA stuff as well. So it's all connected. That is, Cloudera helps organizations to do large-scale data storage. And the CIA has massive databases of information controlling and sustaining these digital archives is just as important to the CIA as it is for technology companies. So Cloudera Enterprise is one of the most cost-effective ways for companies to securely carry out large-scale data analysis and storage. It specializes in helping groups use Google, Facebook, and Yahoo software. And QTEL has been invested in Cloudera since 2010. And DSSP makes safe rockets that are controlled by electricity. That's another one. FireEye is one of the most advanced cybersecurity firms out there. That's another one. It's a botnet. It's a network of computers that can be coordinated to assault a target by beaming commands from a central hub. That's what they used, of course, on WikiLeaks recently. It says FireEye specializes in protecting against botnet attacks and also works to combat the malware that brings computers into the network. And then it goes, Gainspan makes Wi-Fi sensors that can run for years on a AA battery. Will they give you that technology? No, because it's a lot of money. Buying batteries all the time. But they're way ahead of anything that's for sale to the general public, and all technologies. And even at this level, by the way, this is still mid-level. This is not really high-level stuff. But there's another level above all of this. But there's always three levels in reality for everything else, in medicine and everything else. Now, Canberra, Australia, Australia's highest court upheld the world's toughest law on cigarette promotion on Wednesday, despite protests from tobacco companies that argue the value of the trademarks were destroyed under new rules that will strip all logos from cigarette packs. The decision by the High Court means that starting December, tobacco companies will no longer be able to display their distinctive colors, brand designs, and logos on cigarette packs. All this, by the way, is from the United Nations, the World Health Organization. And every company signed on this deal. Now, it's okay because WHO wants you all. They'll give you, make sure your company gives you methadone and stuff like that. If you're addicted to heroin, they make sure you're supplied all the needles that you need, and you can be stoned for the rest of your life, which won't be very long, but you can't smoke. I remember Bill Cooper talking years ago about when government gets into morality of the public and starts interfering with personal choices and things. And like all liberalism, of course, the liberals really don't give you opponents any personal point of view. It's their way or no way. You'll find out with everything that they've done, because it's not what you think it is in liberalism. That's not what you think it is at all. But it's true enough, when they start interfering with choices and certain things at the bottom level, they're changing culture. They have no right to interfere with culture and personal choices of people. When they do, you're in big trouble. That means they're changing everything within the culture. And, of course, they actually are. Big down to promoting certain special people up the top and all kinds of jobs and things like that, even though down to your gender preference. done for you, which is, like I say, it will take no comeback from anybody else, because they're intolerant, you see. So anyway, they're altering all of that, and they'll give you drugs and stuff like that. That's okay. And I mentioned before that Chinese companies are pulling out of the U.S. stock markets. I'll put that up again tonight as well, because apparently Japan's buying a lot of them too. That's standard too. You see, the U.S. set up modern Japan, for those who don't know it. And if you go into FDR's time during World War II, they drafted up a whole post-war Japan, right down to taking away its nationalistic fervor and emasculating the males as well. And they've done an awful good job of that in Japan. And but it did also set up a kind of strange banking system that really, as far as I can see, where the government acts apparently as the central bank itself. But the central bank's owned by the same guys who own the central banks in the U.S. and in the City of London. So what tradition always had for many years was Japan always bought the debts and the bonds for the U.S. and balance out that way. Then they used China for a while to do the same thing. Now it's going back to Japan. See, the big bankers rule the world. And they just keep moving things around. But it's with some, they don't panic about things. They've got it all worked out since they set up. This article here is about climate consensus, and it says climate consensus data needs a more careful look. And it's from the Wall Street Journal. It says, and it's August 6th, op-ed, a new climate change consensus. Environmental Defense Fund President Fred Krupp speaks of the trend, a decades-long mark towards hotter and wilder weather. We've seen quite a few such claims this summer, and Mr. Krupp insists that we accept them as true, only with Lewis Carroll's famous definition of truth. What I tell you three times is true. Is this the case? So the repetition of a fib does not make it true. It's one of the many pieces of evidence that a climate is doing what it always does. Consider the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's year-by-year data for wet and dry years in the continental U.S. From 1900 to the present, it says there are only irregular chaotic variations from year to year, but no change in the trend or in the frequency of dry years or wet years. Sometimes there are clusters of dry years, the most significant being the dry Dust Bowl years of the 1930s. These tend to be followed by clusters of wet years. Despite show claims of new record highs, the look at record highs for temperature measurement stations that have existed long enough to have a meaningful history, there's no trend in the number of extreme high temperatures, neither regionally nor continentally. We do see the Dust Bowl years of 1930s setting the largest number of record highs at a time when it is acknowledged that humans had negligible effect on climate. And similar tornadoes too, which is a no trend, and it gives you all the data about tornadoes as well. When we get them now, you see that everything used to be normal, they hype it up until it's a terrifying thing. And of course with instant communication too, and so many news casters out there, they're always looking for new stories. So we hear about global stories across the whole planet, getting used to. So it seems to be just getting all this news that this is worse than ever. No, it's not. They've always had, tsunamis and you name it, and sort of typhoons and different things across the world for as long as time has ever existed. But you will hype that up into a fervor, which they do because they've got a big agenda, and the agenda is to control all of you. And Daily Comment, it says, democracy, the EU, and Britain's future. Today, the Mail begins a serialization of a profoundly important new book by the Tory politician Daniel Hannan, in which he delivers a devastating insight into unaccountable, unelected, overweening Brussels bureaucracy. That's the European Union. It says, Hannan first elected as an MP in 1989 and has witnessed at close quarters the egregious contempt the EU elite has for the continent's voters. Well, that's not a democratic system. It's never pretended to be democratic, as far as I can see. And it's the new Soviet system. But remember, too, again, the government, Karl Marx first came out with a unified Europe and then unified Americas and the Far Eastern Pacific Rim, the Relationship of International Affairs. But in the precursor that they had to them, the Milner Group came out with the same idea. In fact, they coined the term the Commonwealth of Nations and so on. And they created the League of Nations and then the United Nations. They all thought about it too, and they've said from their own think tank, the Club of Rome, that democracy would never work. It's only the cover for the people to be happy about, give that cover to democracy. It's actually would never work in actuality. And so the system they're bringing in is authoritarian. Now, how do you bring in authority in society? Well, you bring in a war situation, an ongoing war, you see, and anti-terrorism everywhere, forever and ever. And so you bring in an authoritarian system, and where the government dictates to you, it's for the greater good, and it's for national security, and you do what you're told. And we're in it already, you see. And most folk have already adapted to it. But it says, as it describes brilliantly on these pages, Europe's leaders, anti-democratic, their very DNA, have ridden roughshod over the wishes of the public to advance a grand plan to merge ancient kingdoms into a single state. Business landowners and charities have been bought off with mountains of taxpayers' money, and governments have been bribed or bullied into refusing the public their say. In Britain, our own political class, not wishing to derail the Brussels juggernaut, denied the country the vote which all three major parties so solemnly promised over the Lisbon Treaty. And it's this huge damage has been done to democracy, for the more citizens are ignored, the more cynical and mistrustful they quite understandably become, without slumping below 50% in the 2009 European election. Brussels has been left with no real mandate, yet it's frighteningly broad powers to interfere in our daily lives. Over the coming days, Mr. Hannan's series will expose the fatal flaws in the one-size fits all single currency, and pose the critical question of what our future relationship with the EU should be. Truly, there are no more important debates of our times, and no more opposite moments to launch it. Yes, it emerged the Eurozone is on the brink of returning to recession. Countries such as Greece, Spain, Portugal, for all the billions wasted on sticking plaster bailouts, continue to stare into the abyss. Brussels, unwilling to admit the Euro is doomed, is planning to assume ever greater powers to run the economies of its debt-ridden member states. And so it goes on and on and on. And of course, I don't care what it takes, but we're going to keep this euro floating because this has been noticed for well over 100 years. And they can't let it fall apart now. They won't, actually, let it fall apart. This is a good article, too. This is Obama Homeland Security pimps gay pride and tyranny speaker on agents hostile work and environment for straights. It's a hostile environment for straight people now becoming hostile. Somewhere under the rainbow, Osama bin Laden's ghost is still having last laugh, and now it's at the expense of the bloated joke called the Department of Homeland Security. The agency has been shoving gay culture down agents' throats, double entendre intended, and straight agents at the DHS who feel ever-increasing homosexual-based propaganda, harassment and discrimination in jobs and promotions at the agency and its sub-agencies such as ICI, which is the Immigration Customs Enforcement, the largest in the department. It won't be long before one or more DHS agents file hostile work environment suits against the agency based on this pattern and practice, and I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner. As agents know, I'm a practicing attorney, certain by an attorney, and I'm available to pursue these kinds of employment discrimination cases. Some agents say yesterday was the last straw, and all Homeland Security agents, the largest division of the agencies, such as ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, were treated to the message below when they logged onto their computers at work. And it says the Gay Pride or LGBT Pride event hosted by Homeland Security next Friday will feature as its keynote speaker a post-operative male to female transsexual who calls himself Amanda Simpson. As I reported to you on the site, the former Mitch Simpson was Obama's tranny affirmation action appointee to the Department of Commerce. Says one career ICE agent who is representative of others who contacted this author about this, says, I'm pretty offended by this whole notion that I need to honor people because of what they do in the bedroom and with whom they're sleeping. Why is the government endorsing and pushing homosexuality? I work with a bunch of hard workers and many of us found this DHS pride thing ridiculous and demoralizing. I usually I'm not one to complain, but I found this to be over the top. I thought I'd seen it all, but it's not even close. Since I know this is to be expected, since the incompetent secretary of DHS is a not-so-closeted lesbionic woman, Janet Napolitano, who has improperly gotten her own girlfriend, Dora Shiro, who was policy director at ICE and now runs the New York Bureau of Prisons, another job which Napolitano procured for her and those of other gay officials, including at ICE, plum positions at the agency, and have received numerous reports from ICE agents about gay agents who get away with improper behaviour and or get promotions merely because they are openly gay. You understand, it's a massive agenda. It's from the top down. Why is the top pushing this down into society? transformation, you see, of society from the bottom up. It's just something that happens out of the blue, you know. This is all pushed from the top down. You better think about it. So the agents suspect this pan-gay discrimination is why Beth Gibson, a lawyer with no enforcement experience, as Obama's assistant deputy director of ICE, and was recently granted senior executive status, which means she will make over $200,000 a year plus benefits. Gibson is the woman who killed ICE's successful worksite enforcement and fugitive operations that used to make illegal aliens fearful of getting caught, and now they laugh. So, I'll put this up tonight too, because there's a lot of data in here about who's getting promoted and why. And you could ask yourself why as well. Why is this? End of the family unit, of course, no breeding. Whole bunch of reasons, destroying society, easy control. Back with more after this.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, so stand back, cutting through the matrix, and we'll go to Daniel from the UK, who's hanging on there. Are you still there, Daniel?
Yeah. Hello, Alan.
Yes.
I was speaking to Darren from Ireland today, and he's been reading the Quran, and he had a question for you, but he was unable to ring up himself, so he wondered if I might be able to put this question to you on his behalf. He wanted to know what the word jinn means in the Quran. It seems to be referring to some separate group or person that's separate from the general public, like some elite group or something like that. It's the word jinn. Do you know what this is?
The word, what was that?
Jinn. Jin, as in, sorry?
Yeah, you could just spell it, because it's hard to make out on this line what you're saying.
Well, I don't know, it's either G-I-N or J-I-N.
Or a Jin.
You thought it, yeah.
Well, a Jin is like an evil, a spirit, a demon, a small lesser demon. There's different levels of them, but a Jin was a smaller demon, yeah.
I mean, what's the significance of that in the grand scheme of things, considering that the this priesthood, you know, is the same priesthood that wrote, you know, the Bibles for all the religions? What is that referring to, that demon?
You remember, too, that Islam knew about, they took a lot from Judaism, and they accepted all the old prophets, and then Muhammad became the next prophet. So they took a lot of the old stories to do with the demonology. There's far more demonology, of course, in the Talmud, which is used in Judaism as opposed to what we call the Old Testament. So there's far more in that, because jinns were often called up by certain sects in Judaism. Demons were actually called up for purposes, if you go into the Talmud and Kabbalah. So Muhammad was well aware of that, and of course they still believed that there were demons, and so they incorporated a lot of that into their own belief system, that there were entities out there that could harm people, or they could be used by others to cause harm, because you can call them up, as I say, much like the way they went into witchcraft in the Middle Ages, same idea. So it can be used for evil intentions.
Okay.
Powers of the air, they call
it. Okay, thanks. And I just wanted to ask you a question about a book called Eti Dorpa by John Uri Lloyd. Have you read this? Do you know, what do you know about the book and the author?
I'll tell you best to email, because I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, yeah, it's a bit of a bad line. It's a book called Eti Dorpa by John Uri Lloyd. Do you know about this book, and what do you know about the author?
I still can't make the album, sorry. It's a bad connection, because your voice is breaking up to me as you say it, you know. So
okay, Alan, I'll send you an email.
Email me. Yeah, email me and I'll get back to you. And maybe Steve from Georgia can call back tomorrow. From Hamish Marcel from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
Paul Drop.